For the benefit of those listening to this recording on the Sacramento Valley Intergroup website, this was recorded during the Body Image Recovery Workshop on April 10th, 2021.
It is now my great pleasure to introduce Kathy G from Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Thank you. Before I talk, so I have the script in front of me, and I should also say that again for the benefit of the, for the benefit of this. No? Oh, okay. You did my work for me. All right, I'll start. Hi, everybody. My name is Kathy G. I am a hardcore bulimic and food addict coming to you from Minneapolis, Minnesota. I was sort of hoping that Tiffany was going to send me an airline ticket. I would have really liked to have come to Sacramento. Never mind that you're all on Zoom anyway. But anyway, it's an honor to be here. So here's my story. I was really normal kid, like totally normal kid, not really obsessed. And then something broke when I hit about 15, age 15. From the age of 15 to the age of 49, I binged on massive amounts of food. I induced vomiting. I used Ipecac syrup. I abused laxatives. I fasted. I restricted. I counted calories. I exercised obsessively. And I hated on myself. I like loathed my body. My weight was not, it didn't go up and down very much. Through very efficient, effective purging, I managed to get my weight down to about 88 pounds a couple of times. And I think my high weight was 120. And now I'm like partway in between, and I've been here for a whole bunch of years. This June 5th, unless I get any really clever ideas about like hopping over to Dairy Queen between now and June 5th, I'll have 16 years of back-to-back abstinence. Thanks to you guys. Thanks to you and my higher power, whatever amorphous higher power that is that I have. I know that I have one because I could not do this on my own. So just a little bit about what it was like. I was obsessed with the scale. I would weigh myself many, many times a day. And if my weight was up like half a pound, I would create this mental bar graph. And that meant by Christmas, I was going to be 210. I was also obsessed, like Greg talked about, with my my size of my jeans and also the size of other people's jeans. The other thing I would do is in the house that when I was growing up, we had those little square 1-inch by 1-inch bathroom tiles. And I would stand up and I would see how close I could get my feet together without my thighs touching. And then I would count the tiles. So, you know, that is a lot of effort spent on self-obsession. So there wasn't much left for you all or anything really, just me. Over the years, I made many attempts to kind of fix my problem, get dry clean. That's what I wanted, just like fixed. So I was in and out of OA off and on for, 34 years. I'd buy the books, then I'd throw them away and I'd leave for a couple of years. I'd come back, buy the books. I'd always come to the meeting late and leave early. And I had no idea what you were talking about. Like it was like, I had never taken French before and somebody put me in French level 5. Like I just had no idea. But I think it was partly because I was stoned on chocolate bridge mix all the time. Super hard to concentrate when you're just like so like drunk on food. And plus when there's still leftovers in the car. Therapy. I think I saw 16 different therapists, psychotherapists, psychoanalysts, cognitive behavioral, you know, just looking for someone to fix me. I tried, put myself into inpatient treatment 3 times down in Florida, 30 days each. I checked myself into an adult psych ward for 11 weeks. I did a lot of outpatient groups. I tried transcendental meditation, chanting to the Gohansen, Nam-myoho-renge-kyo. I tried acupuncture, homeopathy, hypnosis, and I just kept waiting for like, and I'm going to wake up well one day. So, and throughout that, time, even when I was like 88 pounds, I still kind of hated my body because I knew what I was doing. I knew what it took to get to 88 pounds, but mostly I wasn't that low and I would hate myself. I remember this one time I was taking a shower. This was probably maybe 20 years ago. And I would always turn off the light in the bathroom and close the blinds because I didn't want to see myself, but all the light came in anyway. And I remember hearing like this, it sounded like an animal that had gotten its leg caught in a trap. And I realized it was my own voice of howling. And I was beating my stomach and my thighs. You know, it's just like, kind of breaks my heart. Anywho, now let me talk to you about what it's like now. So I won't go into, you know, how I finally got recovery, but I had this accidental experience of being honest. And I was very dishonest. And this was early June, 2005. So June 5th, 2005 is when my recovery began. And recovery has touched and transformed pretty much every part of my life. But the body image thing, that's been slower to catch up. I follow a version of OA that's sort of for hardcore gutter level cases like me, where the tools are very, very prescribed, you know, make or get at least 3 calls a day, call your sponsor at this time, sponsor other people, do a reading and writing every day. I weigh and measure all my food. I commit it to my sponsor. I call in food changes, do service, all those things. Okay. It's really just the tools. But for people like me, like I was so broken in the head that I've needed that kind of structure. So I weigh myself once a week. And I still, when I get on the scale, there's still a little bit of like, is it going to be down or up? If it's up like, I don't know, a bit, I feel like that's a problem. Even though as, oh my gosh, Karen said, it's like, I don't want to misquote you, but you said something that really resonated with me. It is simply like, that's just my, you know, it's the number on the scale and it doesn't say who I am. But you know, it's still like I practiced that way of thinking for so, so long. Sometimes I'll look in the mirror and I'm short. I used to be 5'2.5". I'm now like 5'1.86". And I'm aging. I'll be 65 in June. And stuff happens, like gravity, you know. And I'll look and I have like I have skin above my knees that kind of like, I don't find it very attractive. So sometimes I'll like bend my knees like this so that if I just walk around like in front of the mirror, then no wrinkles. But most of the time, I'll look, try to say, I'm just too short for my skin. That's what's happened. And the other thing that I try to tell myself in all seriousness is like, I'll go, oh, that's right. You're doing that thing again. And then walk away because it doesn't help. It's like old tapes of saying really, really vicious things to myself. There have been 2 things that have helped me the most of all. Well, recovery, of course, and the fellowship. That's huge. But there's this from a story in the Big Book, Crossing the River of Denial. It's on page 336. The writer says, when I asked how I could find self-esteem, you told me by doing worthwhile acts. You explained the Big Book has no chapter titled Into Thinking or Into Feeling, only Into Action. I found plenty of opportunity for action in AA. OA. And for me, I couldn't just love myself because back then when I was in the food, being in recovery, it's been easier because I'm honest, my insides match my outsides, and I do a lot of service. And like it says in that story, I feel like I have integrity. And that makes me feel good about myself and just a lot more appreciative of all of me, not just like, well, I'm a really good worker bee. But the other thing that's helped somewhat recently is weird. I went through a spate in the fall. Periodically, I just sort of go through like the clouds are really kind of dark, and it doesn't seem to be seasonal particularly. And I have one of those little happy lights that I sit in front of. But I went through a period of being really, really down on my body. And my sponsor said, as part of your daily inventory and your gratitudes, I'd like you.
Oh, that's 5 minutes left.
Okay, great. Thank you. I'd like you to write five, she called them affirmations, but it was really like, it didn't have to be like, I'm a beautiful woman inside and out, blah, blah, blah. You know, affirmations that I heard about, because I always felt like those were inauthentic. I didn't feel authentic saying them. They didn't work for me. But I wrote things like, I'm really, okay, I've had a lot of body parts replaced because of the bulimia, both hips and a shoulder, but I also had a bike crash, so collarbone, and I've just had a lot of, all operator error, by the way, but I have a lot of scars. And so I would write about, like, I'm deeply grateful for all of my scars because that reminds me of what an excellent healer my body is. Thank you. And then also I used to bite my fingernails because of the bulimia until my nails bled. I actually had ripped off all the nails on my fingers, and it was just horrible. And now I have like working woman, Polish hands. That's what they are. You know, wide knuckles and all this stuff, but I have fingernails, and I could write about that every day. Like I just felt so good about that. And I'm so grateful that I can haul bags of vegetables from the farmer's market that are heavy. And yet I've had a shoulder replaced and a clavicle replaced. And just, I was just like, somebody said that in our small group, or no, on a pitch, like just being so grateful for my body operating, including, so I used to abuse laxatives like 70 to 80 Correctol or X-Lax. And now it's kind of shocking, but my digestive system actually works normally, like every day. And this sounds a little bit like TMI, but like every single day I go, wow, you are impressive. Like I'm just like, would a normal person be like, yeah, they had to use the toilet. But like for me, it's like, no, you have no idea. This is a really big deal. I don't know how it all comes together with recovery, but I just know that if I just, you know, that expression, if I just do the next right thing, make the next call, be kind to my 9-year-old mom with dementia, you know, do whatever, that I just end up feeling like a good citizen of planet Earth, and that I belong here and I belong with you all. And with that, I'll pass. Thank you.